Our God and Heavenly Father, we thank Thee that we can come before Thee in quietness and confidence. We can come honestly acknowledging that we are weak and freely admitting that we have done wrong and humbly confessing that there is in us no good thing. Yet we can wait before Thee for Thy blessing and know that Thou wilt work in us to will and to do of Thy good pleasure, that it is the glory of God to forgive sin and to help those who call upon Him. And so, our Father, we come unto Thee and pray that Thou wilt work in our hearts that which is well-pleasing in Thy sight, and that Thou wilt glorify Thyself before our eyes as we study. For Thy name's sake we ask it. Amen. As we continue our study in the 12th chapter of the book of Matthew, we see that there is more about the opposition of the Pharisees. I'm going to be reading in chapter 12, beginning at verse 10. We remember that in the early part of this chapter there was reported that the Pharisees found fault with the fact that the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ would, on example, on a Sabbath day walking through a wheat field, they would eat some of the wheat. And they claimed technically that they broke the Sabbath because they harvested. And the Lord Jesus argued from Scripture to show that they would be free from the law at this point because of the hunger that they had. And they would be argued that from Scripture because of what happened with David, as well as what happens when the priests go into the temple on the Sabbath day, and they work in the temple on the Sabbath day. But it has to do with the service of God, and so it is acceptable so far as the law is concerned. This continues now in verse 10. And we read of an incident like this. Behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. Now, in some of the other Gospels, it will tell us that they brought this man to him on the Sabbath day. And even here in the context, we find out that this man was in the synagogue on the Sabbath day. There was a man with his hand withered. That is, it was crippled. And they asked him, saying, the Pharisees asked the Lord Jesus Christ, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? They really wanted to accuse him. It says here that they might accuse him. They wanted to catch him working on the Sabbath day. So they brought in this man with a withered hand, and he had healed everybody they brought. And they said, now are you going to be free to do this on the Sabbath day? Won't this be work? And he said unto them, what man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep, and if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? Now, actually, here he is using Scripture. The Scriptures designate what the Sabbath day is and what its observance shall be. And in general, the Scriptures would indicate that there's to be no work done on the Sabbath day. But in particular, the way it actually works out in actual fact, there will be exceptions, especially when the works that you do are works of necessity or works of mercy. And you will perform these without any question, because the law, the rule, so far as remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy and acknowledging it, had to do with works that were carried on for profit and for pleasure, the things that you do for yourself. And those things were to be suspended. But the things that you would do out of necessity, or the things that you would do out of charity and out of mercy, help to other people, you would perform on the Sabbath day just the way you would anywhere else. And after he indicated this, when he used this expression of the sheep falling into the pit, that's used in the Old Testament. That's the very one that's taken from there, and that's where he takes it. And so he is saying, if a man had just one sheep and that one sheep fell into the pit on the Sabbath day, the man would go down and get him out, even though it was quite a bit of work to do so. But he would do it because he just had the one sheep. He needed that sheep. And so he would do it in that way. In other words, necessity would overrule regulation. Ritual conditions would be set aside for actual physical need, as these might be. Now, there was a man here with his hand withered. His hand was paralyzed and in a withered, crippled condition. And they asked him, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? And he had, as I say, gone into this matter of the sheep by way of getting and setting down the principle. Then he says in verse 12, how much then is a man better than a sheep? And because the man is much better than a sheep, and if you could do this for a sheep, wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath day, to do good for other people, to do things that are charitable. Then said he to the man, stretch forth thine hand. This was done right out in plain view of everybody. And he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole like as the other. This is really giving them, as it were, an open challenge. They had challenged him in this fashion, and they had brought this man there under the circumstances, and he just, as it were, acted at once and responded in this way. Then we read in verse 14, then the Pharisees went out and held a council against him how they might destroy him. You see, they just had a feeling that there was nothing they could do with this man. They couldn't stop him in any way. The only thing to do was kill him. So they had a council, they had a meeting, and they considered and discussed how they might destroy him. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence. Let's notice that. You look at that. When Jesus knew that they were going to kill him if possible, he withdrew from thence. Now, do you need to ask yourself, was he frightened? Because if you do, I'll tell you, no, he wasn't frightened. This is the one who stood in Pilate's judgment hall when they condemned him to death. Then what? There is a principle here for you and for me to pick up. And that is that it's perfectly proper for us to take steps to avoid open clash. Open controversy isn't real good. You get into a fight with people, somebody gets hurt. Many times the innocent people get hurt. And the Lord Jesus would evidently prefer that this would not be. And so far as this situation was concerned, when he heard that the Pharisees planned to destroy him, he could have stayed there, as it were, and either tried to defend himself or tried to escape them, but would have interfered with things. He thought it was better. And so he just said, well, I'll just go down into Galilee. And he felt that the better thing to do was just withdraw himself from thence. And great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. But he charged them that they should not make him known. Avoiding open clash, avoiding conflict. And then comes this further word, which we see in verses 17 to 21, in chapter 12, verses 17 to 21. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet. And now there is something here going to be shown from the Old Testament, and this was fulfilled in the Lord Jesus withdrawing at a time when controversy could have broken out. Behold my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall show judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not strive nor cry, neither shall any man hear his voice in the streets. He's not going to fuss. He's not going to openly quarrel. He won't get into any loud argument. A bruised reed shall he not break, and smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth judgment unto victory, and in his name shall the Gentiles trust. A bruised reed shall he not break, referring to the fact that the Lord Jesus will deal gently and considerately with all people, even with folks that haven't been what they ought to have been. This bruised reed would be a man who has, in some sense, been broken down and isn't what he ought to be. A bruised reed shall he not break, and smoking flax shall he not quench. You know, flax was used for fire. And when the flax would be, perhaps it would be wet, or in some other way it wouldn't be so inflammable, it wouldn't be so easy to burn, it would smoke. And this means a fire that has flax straw on it, but it's not burning well. Well, he won't put water on it. He won't put that fire out. Till he send forth judgment unto victory. The Lord Jesus is not going to break men who are imperfect. And he's not going to put out fires that are very slow, that are just smoldering. He isn't going to do that. And in his name shall the Gentiles trust. He's going to be quiet. He's going to be meek. He's going to be humble. He's not going to stir up strife. And if strife stirs up, he'll try to avoid it. This is the way in which it's put. And this represents the attitude of the Lord Jesus Christ when he is confronted by opposition from the Pharisees. Remember that the Pharisees are going about to kill him. Their thought in mind is that that's what they want to do. And Jesus knew it, and he withdrew himself from thence. You will notice in passing he didn't organize a defense party. He didn't organize people to defend him, nor did he lay plans as to how he was going to refute them. He doesn't enter any long discussion about it. You don't find in here any big argument over the matter. There wasn't any need of argument. He had given them insight. If they'd wanted to, they could have known. But when people just don't want to cooperate with you, argument won't help any. And the Lord Jesus knew this far better than even I can interpret it, for he knew what was in man. Notice in this whole business, although he knew it would arouse the hostility of the Pharisees, he still didn't hesitate to heal that man. He was put on the spot. They came there on the Sabbath day into the temple, and they put him on the spot. He saw the situation, and he walked right out on the spot. And he did actually do what was necessary to restore this man's arm. And his hand was restored as a whole. That's what made the Pharisees say that they'd have to kill him. Why? They weren't able to intimidate him. They weren't able to keep him away any other way. They just have to kill him. But I want you to notice that although he did everything he could to avoid conflict, everything he could to avoid open controversy, at the same time he wouldn't concede that to do nothing, he would heal the man even though he avoided the open clash afterwards. There's so much in here for you and for me to learn as we seek to serve God and as we seek to move along with him. There will be opposition. The opposition will be right from inside the church against the very things that we want to do. But we don't have to fuss. We can avoid in every way we can any kind of open conflict. Our God and Heavenly Father, help us to understand the ways of the Lord Jesus Christ and make us wise in them, that we may live in a way that will honor his holy name. For his name's sake we ask it. Amen.